I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, though he died, yet shall he live again. And whosoever lives and believe in me shall never die. Man that is born of a woman has but a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continue not. We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and ever though has formed the earth in the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. To the family and friends of Mr. Lewis O. Mayfield Sr., on behalf of Mount Olive Church of God in Christ, myself and all the members, we express our sincere condolence at this time for your loss. Times like this, we need to first trust and believe in God. Then we need to lean on one another to get us through times like this. Not only that, family and friends, the word lets us know that there is a time to be born and a time to die. Many times we celebrate when a child enters into the world, but during death it brings so much sorrow and sadness. But the word of God gives us comfort and lets us know that Jesus Christ has defeated death. And it lets us know that death will be the last enemy that will be destroyed. So that comforts us, letting us know that one day there will be no more death. One day we'll be able to celebrate with Jesus Christ, God and the Son. So we just thank God this morning. And at this time, we're going to go before the Lord in a word of prayer. And immediately following the prayer, we will ask Deacon Thomas if he will come forth with our scripture reading. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for you being God all by yourself. Dear God, in times like this, dear God, you allow us to lean and to trust you. Even now, dear God, we're asking you that you will comfort this family. Comfort the friends, dear God. Give them that peace that passes all understanding, dear God. And dear God, we just trust you today as we take time to memorialize your son. You say all souls belong to you, dear God. You created each and every one of us, and we just thank you for it. You let us know that a man born of a woman, his life is full of trouble. And we have to prepare to meet you. And we just thank you today. Thank you for this family that have taken time to come out into memorialize Mr. Lewis O. Mayfield Sr. You be with them, dear God. Let them lean on one another. Shower them with your love. Shower them with your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." The Lord has blessed to the reading of his word.
You may be seated at this time. We thank God, and at this time we're going to ask Evangelist Boone if she would come and offer a musical selection.
Hey! Mayfield Sr. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. We, the church family of the Mount Olive Church of God in Christ, extend to you our deepest heartfelt condolences in the loss of your loved one. Our hearts grieve along with you in this most difficult time. Whereas, in the sovereignty of God, He has called home your loved one on the third day of July, 2020. We do stand with you. According to His tender mercy, God, who is infinite in wisdom, makes no mistakes. God knows each one of His children as He has called them by name. Only He knows the day and hour He has appointed to call them home. This world is not our home. We are just passing through on our way to our eternal home that God has prepared for us. His word declares that He has a mansion prepared for each one of His children, a house not made by man's hands. While our words cannot adequately help to ease this pain you bear, God's word assures us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 30, verse 5. Although it may be difficult today, God said in His word, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Isaiah 66, verse 13. We know that God will ease the pain as the days go by. Your Mount Olive family is here to support and pray for you during these difficult days. Therefore, be it resolved that as Brother Louis Orville Mayfield Sr. has lived a life full of vigor and passion, today we honor the memory and legacy of his life. May he rest peacefully from this life's toils. And may God encompass and comfort you with precious memories of his life. Be it finally resolved that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, forever. Amen. A copy of this resolution will be given to the family, and a copy will be kept here in our archives at the Mount Olive Church of God in Christ. Humbly submitted this 25th day of July, 2020, Evangelist Alicia Boone and Elder Cornelius Boone, pastor. And finally, our obituary, which you can find in your programs. Louis Orville Mayfield Sr., 81, of Davenport, Iowa, passed away peacefully on Friday, July 3rd, 2020, after a long battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Country Manor Memory Care, Davenport. Louis was born on May 1st, 1939, in Monroe City, Missouri, to James Edward and Nellie Lou Summers Mayfield. He attended Washington School in Monroe City, Missouri. Louis was united in marriage to Charlotte Williams in Monroe City, Missouri, and together they were blessed with four children. Louis retired from John Deere Parts Distribution Center, Milan, Illinois, after 30 years of service. He also worked for Gusta Construction and had his own maintenance and lawn care service. Louis enjoyed being with his family and friends. He loved almost anything that can be done outside and especially loved his border collie and best friend, Joe. Louis raised homing pigeons, was a member of the Corn Belt Running Club, and ran many races, including the Boston Marathon 3 times and the Bix 25 times. He also rode the Rag Bri several times. Louis was a lifelong learner. In his 50s, Louis learned to play the piano, organ, guitar, ballroom dance, and golf. Ballroom dancing was one of his greatest loves, as its combination of movement, music, and an audience gave Louis and those around him joy. He attended dances in both Iowa and Illinois up until March of 2020. Louis's mischievous smile, energy, and humor will be missed by his family and friends. Those celebrating Louis's life include his children, Maria Charles Watson of Quincy, Illinois, Debbie Lysanias Sr. Broyles of Davenport, Iowa, Louis Denise Mayfield Jr. of Davenport, Iowa, and Daryl Mayfield of Polk City, Iowa, Sister Theola Roscoe Robinson of Joliet, Illinois, and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He is preceded in death by his parents, brothers Raymond Wayman, James O.D., John Henry, William, Charles, Ivan, Herman, and Harold Mayfield. Sisters Vivian Holman, Della Mae Smith, and Charlene Williams.
We will have a special tribute by Deacon Wayne Braw's son-in-law.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I didn't come here to go to a funeral today. I came to celebrate a life of a man that, he was a man, amen? Now, I don't think you would like this atmosphere of quietness. I just found out today, and I'm so glad that I've been part of this family for 41 years. And I was asking Marie, I just found out doing this event, her real name is Maria. But that's where they do things now in Missouri. But I told her, I got to be by a long shot. She said she got married in July 1979 with her husband. I said, well, I got to be. I got married February 1979. So I've been a part of this family for a very, very long time. As I walked in this morning, trying not to do a eulogy, we have a eulogist here. I looked at that picture there, and this brought back some things that I had to look at my wife about, because that was a picture that he took when at the wedding my oldest son got married. And during that time, I'm going to tell you how much Debbie loved her father. We had to put together a book from the picture from the wedding. I said, Debbie, almost every page of this wedding book is your daddy. I don't get it. I mean, there's two or three pictures of me, but almost every page of our wedding book is of your daddy. Well, you know, he just likes to dance. He was a dancer. He enjoyed dancing. He enjoyed people. And you look at that grin, like I said, that mischievous grin. And I can honestly say, when I had a few conversations with Mr. Mayfield, I can talk about each one of his children. And I remember one time someone said that Marie looks just like you. And only the way Mr. Mayfield was, she must be awfully good looking then. And having a conversation one day about Debbie, she said, you know one thing about Debbie? She's a worker. She said she was out cutting grass from 12 years old. Debbie was always a worker. Always trying to do something, better herself all the time. She said, that's why I like Debbie. She's always trying to better herself. And one day I was talking about her, he was talking about her, his son, Louis. We called him Buzz. We're having a conversation now, because Mr. Mayfield, if you knew anything, as we heard the resolution from the church, how there's a house made for him up in heaven, I can almost guarantee you when he gets there, he's going to redo that house to make it the way he wants it to be made. Because he is just that type of person. He likes to build. If you have a chance, there's a deck at our house that he built, a three-tier deck. His plan was all up here. That deck was built probably about 30 years ago, am I right? Still standing. But I was talking to him about Buzz one day. So I was telling him, Mr. Mayfield, how do you do that? I had to get instruction almost to screw in a light bulb. Because Debbie was always comparing me to her father. Well, my dad can fix this. My dad can fix this. My dad can do this. Why can't you do it? Because I'm not your daddy, first of all. But he could. He could do almost anything he set his mind to do. And for a long time, up to this day, because I worked for him when I first got married to Debbie. I worked at JIK's, got laid off. Of course, he was an entrepreneur. So he found something for me to do. Whenever it came time to fix something, his key word was caulking. See, like everything he wanted to do, caulking. So even now, my kids said, Dad, how was your fix it? I know, we'll caulk it. But he was a doer. But he said about his son, Buzz, he said, I could do a lot of things,
But Buzz has the skills to really finish it off really nicely. And I had a chance to go to his house over, was it on Brown Street? Where you live over on Brown Street?
Vine
Street, excuse me. Buzz had really done some work in that house. You would have thought he would have hired some of the most expensive carpenters and things to come and do that. But that was Buzz. These are things that his dad taught him. And what Buzz did with that skill was hone it up and made it a little bit better. Wayne, well, Wayne, he just thought you were going to be the next OJ. He loved his son. I'm going to tell you something about Mr. Mayfield. He changed my heart. I went to Davenport Central High School. Wayne went to West. I didn't like Davenport West High School. But I had to start wearing a West sweatshirt when I go to a football game because that's what Mr. Mayfield wanted us to wear. Number 20, Mayfield. On our backs. Travel all the way down to Bellevue, Missouri to watch him play football. He loved his son. He loved all of his children. I remember one time he was talking about Jordan. He looked at Jordan and said, that boy is big. He ought to be in the NFL someday. I said, y'all, you don't know Jordan too well. Jordan get homesick real fast. And Mrs. Mayfield, talk about a man that could fuss. Oh, he fussed. Charlie's giving this, giving that, and giving this. And it finally dawned on me why he fussed so much. He is very competitive. He fussed only because she beat him to the punch. Not because she gave. He loves to give. I can almost guarantee almost everyone in this room has experienced a gift that he has given to you just by coming by. Coming by your house to fix something, cutting your grass with nothing runs like a deer. His tractors, all John Deere. If it was anything else, I'd call Craftsman. Boy, they ain't no lawnmower. That's a piece of junk. It was all about John Deere. But he fussed only because he was competitive. I can't think of a better day for this service to be on. What day is this? Anybody knows? Dick's. What? And he ran that 25 times. I don't even think I got up early in the month to watch it 25 times, let alone run it. And he did start this when he was young, middle age. Gave up smoking, took up running. He took DJ along with them. They ran a lot. And then, I'm going to break your heart, Wayne. Had to break your heart. His true love was Joe. I know you thought it was you, Wayne. It was Joe. Joe, as I've said many times, y'all seen the picture of him right here in the obituary. Beautiful dog, isn't he? I often said Joe's the smartest thing that came out of 4519. He loved him some Joe. Joe was a very smart dog. And it wasn't just because Joe had it, but he had the ability not only to teach people, but even animals. He taught, he had homing pigeons. He was a teacher. What little bit I can do with my hands, some of it because I learned it from Mr. Mayfield when I used to clean up carpets. Now, he did upset me one day because he and Wayne must have thought he was a supervisor. Me and Buzz out there working in these apartments, cold day, back before we had cell phones. He dropped us off to clean this apartment. It usually takes a couple hours, 3 hours to clean this apartment. 6 hours later, he remembered he left us. Oh, I forgot. But everyone can say about Mr. Maple, he loved people. He loved family. We understand that life bring back some challenges for us sometimes. But it never stopped him from really stopping loving his family.
from Marie, Debbie, Buzz, Wayne, Mrs. Mayfield. He loved them all. When Mrs. Mayfield bought his first, she got her house. Debbie and I drove by. Guess who's sitting out there? Mr. Mayfield. Charlotte, I got to put this out here. Here, you need to stoop the bolt into your garage, into your house. Who built that? Mr. Mayfield. Simply because we may go different directions don't mean our love go different directions. Love is the greatest gift that we can have, because that was the greatest gift that God gave to us when he gave his only begotten son. I'm going to miss Mr. Mayfield. I'm going to miss when Deb and I first started dating. He was a hard-working soul. He worked hard and he played hard. I know that for a fact. Sitting at their table one night playing cards, me, Debbie, Mrs. Mayfield, Mr. Mayfield, all of a sudden I felt something. Someone had a hold of my foot. And I noticed Mr. Mayfield was getting this look on his face as he had a hold of my foot. He starts squeezing. I said, I know he's competitive. It's just getting up. We're just playing cards. Ain't no money involved. I mean, he actually got up on the seat and squeezing my foot. He finally said to Debbie, Debbie, you must not have any feeling. Oh, I finally said that because I was scared to say anything. I said, well, that's my foot you're squeezing. He had my foot. If y'all knew, he was a little rock. Y'all think Wayne is built? Mr. Mayfield was built like a little rock. Strong. He made Wayne look like a weakling. Strong man. Am I right, Wayne? Strong man. He'd go out and pick up those big rocks and boulders. And I'd be saying, hey, Bud, give me a hand with this so we can, take it up. He was a man amongst men. I am glad to call him my father-in-law. Forget about the in-law. I'm just glad to call him my father. Because he's a good man. And don't let anybody tell you anything differently. I believe it says, we all have sinned. And what? Fallen short of his glory. I love Mr. Mayfield. I love the family. I could go on for days and hours talking about Mr. Mayfield. Some of the things he's said, some of the things he's done. But we all have stories that we are going to cherish, each and every last one of us. And that's what's going to keep him in our hearts today. It's those loving memories. As I was listening today as a song from Minnie Riperton, Back Down Memory Lane. When you feel that you just think you can't live without your father, your father, your grandfather, your husband, your uncle, just go back down memory lane. Just remember some of the things he's done, some of the things he said. Lord knows. We went down to Missouri one time. I'm going to say this and get ready to sit down. When I sit up here, I just keep thinking about some of the things we used to do. We used to have a work van, that yellow work van. You remember that, Wayne? Deb and I went down to Missouri, seemed like all the time. And usually Deb and her mom would go. And this particular time, me and Mr. Mayfield were going to go down in his van. Well, he works all the time. So we're going down Highway 61, at that time, 2-lane. He's driving. I'm sitting over here. He said, I'm tired. Okay. Pull over. Well, I'll take over. I ain't got time to pull over. So he gets up. He's only this tall anyway. So he gets up. Now, you walk behind me. Yeah, I'm going to keep my hand on the wheel. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to ever see my family again. He always thought on the fly. I mean, you're going down 61. When I saw what he was serious, I got to moving. Let me get up here and get behind the wheel of this truck. Because he was serious, because he was up and moving. But he was a good man. A very good man, and I just count it a privilege and an honor to be allowed to have some remarks on this day, because he is a great man. And Sister Debbie, his daughter, asked me to read this thank you real quick here. The family of Louis Orville Mayfield Sr. extends a heartfelt thank you for all of the calls, cards, flowers, kind words, offers of condolence and prayers, and various acts of kindness during our time of bereavement. We appreciate the Mount Olive Church of God in Christ, Pastor Cornelius E. Boone, Assistant Pastor Los Angeles A. Broyles, for opening the doors of the church to the family during this time. The family is also appreciative of the services and assistance provided by Rungi Mortuary Crematory, Danforth, Iowa. And it says here, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He's finished his course on this side. But I can promise you, on this journey now, he's running. He's challenging someone because that's a man that does not quit.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the special tribute coming from Deacon Dwayne Broyles. At this time, we will receive a musical selection by Sister Emily Broyles, and immediately following Sister Emily Broyles, we will have our eulogy done by Elder Licinius A. Broyles, the assistant pastor here at Mount Olive Church of God in Christ. Thank you.
like to say greetings to everyone that's in the presence this morning. My name is Lysanias A. Broyles. And I want to give thanks to the Lord for granting you this, your traveling mercy that he has bestowed upon everyone of you that have traveled far and near for the memorial service for our brother and Mr. Louis Orville Mayfield Sr. And I pray that the Lord will extend this traveling mercy to you as you take your journey back to your many destinations. Amen. I also want to give thanks to this family that are bereaved and to everyone that make up this congregation. It is strictly an honor to have been asked to do the eulogy for Louis Orville Mayfield Sr. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal God, we have assembled here this morning to celebrate, memorialize the legacy. Excuse me, this matches keep falling off. Of Louis Orville Marsh Mayfield Sr. We realize, dear God, that you are in control of our destiny. We say thanks to you. And dear God, I request that you will anoint these lips of clay, that I may say some words to comfort the family and friends of Louis Orville Mayfield Sr. I ask that you bless and sustain them as they go through their many hours of bereavement. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, so many things have been said about Louis today. But if you would allow me, I will read a few passages of scripture coming from Job, the 14th chapter. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. That's an important milestone in a lifetime. Brother Mayfield has reached the 70 plus the 80. That's a long time. But then we just want to say amen for the reading of the scriptures and the hearing, to the hearers and doers of his word. I perceive in my spirit that someone is going to be blessed this morning and will endeavor to be a better doer of his words. This message is not for the deceased. It is for the living. And just by chance, I should have one amen in the house. If not, amen anyway. It is not my intention to be disrespectful to Brother Mayfield, because I always called him Lou. And I have known Lou for many years. And I just want to reflect for a short while, if that would be all right for the family. One night we were having Thanksgiving dinner at our house, and just out of nowhere, Lewis said, L.A., that's what he called me. He said, when I die, I want you to do my eulogy. I said, Lewis, I'm a lot older than you. He said, but I want you to do my eulogy because you know more about me than anybody. So here I am. Lou was a man of many talents. But I'm here this morning to inform you, we started dying the very first minute we were born. And the world was without sin and death until Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. Then sin and death was pronounced upon mankind and womankind. But however, God designed a way for us to be reconciled back to Him. Is there with us in the house today? If you will allow me, I want to talk a while about life in the natural sense and physical. But let me back up and talk about Joe and his dog. Lewis and his dog, Joe. Joe was the smartest dog I think that I have ever seen in person. And Joe would tell, would tell Joe, go get my shoe. And Joe would go get his shoe. Or he said, Joe, go get my hat. And Joe would do that. But you know, Joe, he was very obedient. More so than most of us. Amen? But every once in a while, we would be sitting up at Harvey, a bunch of retirees, and Lou would come in. He just would come in and tell us that he had completed so many yards. And then he would tell us how many more yards he had to do for that day. But he was only coming for a short break, and then he would leave. But you know, Lou had many gifts and talents and hobbies. And that is a blessing within itself. There's nothing like a God-given talent. But family, it's time for me now to get serious and talk about life and death. Life is the span between birth and death. But the origin of life came into existence in the Garden of Eden, when the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. But if you allow me, there is a Psalm of David that let us know just how frail life really is. And it reads as thus, Lord, make me to know mine ends and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. I'd just like to also say that, you know, Lou was a man that when he was in the house, he knew he was in the house. Lou was full of joy and laughter. So we just want you to kind of loosen up a little bit. I'm sure Lou would like that way. And Brother DJ, you know, Lou liked music too. And you might give us a little music in between time as we speak about it. Well, life and tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And this is a fact. Life is a design process we must go through to eternity. Death is a transition from this life into eternity. Death is not a punishment. It is the only method of transitioning. But if a punishment is necessary, it will be awarded later on in eternity. But I say to you this morning, make your choice while you have a chance. Make your choice today while you have a chance. Because as I said earlier, tomorrow is not promised. Family and friends, you may be in your valley of bereavement. You can go through this valley because you are led by the Good Shepherd. And we call his name Jesus. If anybody out here today that knows Jesus ought to call his name one time in life, Jesus. But if you don't know Jesus, I would suggest to you that you get acquainted with him. Amen? Family, you must press your way through this valley. Sometimes you may become weak and burdensome, and you might feel as though you are stuck in this valley. But just remember, the Good Shepherd, he would take his rod and his staff and will lead you through your valley moments and lead you to a destination called heaven if you will only receive him. Family, I'm sure you are in this valley today, and you may be filled with grief and sorrow, and your cup may be running over, but drink from your saucer and hold on to God's unchanging hand. If you hold to his hand and get a good grip on his hand, you will surely make it through this valley of grief and sorrow. But I'm not going to hold you too long because so much has been said about Job. But as I seem come to bring this message to a close, I must inform one of you today, this morning, all of us have an appointment with death. And this appointment cannot be rescheduled. And as I pray this closing prayer, if you are out of the fellowship of God and you have a desire to come to Christ and have Christ come into your life today, you know, many times the funeral is always some of the only time a person comes to church. But I want you to leave here this morning not knowing that you have a chance to get your life in order. But I will just ask you this morning, if you're out of the safety of Christ, just raise your hand wherever you are. I know all of us need Christ in our life, whether you realize it now or later. But you're going to need him before you leave this world. Just raise your hand one time and ask the Lord to forgive me all my many sins. And as I pray this prayer, I want you to pray this prayer in your heart. Eternal and gracious God, you see those that have raised their hands as an acknowledgement of their sins. And I ask of you, Father, to forgive them and receive them. And dear God, if these have raised a hand and have repeated this prayer, our prayer has been answered. And we thank you. Thank you. because you're a good God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And family, I want to say to you lastly, stay in touch with one another. As a family, pray for each other. Please don't be a stumbling block, but be a stepping stone. And keep me in your prayer also. And you be blessed. This concludes the message for this morning. We turn you back into the hand of the pastor. Let's say amen for him.
Amen. Just truly thank God for the life of Brother Lewis Mayfield Jr. Senior. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have the Lord's Prayer, and then we will turn it over into the hands of the funeral director. But normally, we will exit the church with the family first, but due to the pandemic, the funeral director will come in and they will ask the rear of the church to leave first, okay? We know this is a change to things, and we just want to make sure that we put it out, amen? And then also, don't want anyone congregating out in the vestibule. So as you leave, if you go straight on out the vestibule outside, and if you want to congregate out there, still practice your social distance 6 feet apart, amen? So let us all stand. And we're going to quote the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, and forever. Amen. This time, we're asking for the funeral director if they would come in.